This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Kiran Jha. First from the Rajya Sabha, writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today passed four key legislations, including the new Income Tax Act and bills aimed at bringing transparency and developing and promoting sports in the country. The Lok Sabha has already passed these bills. The opposition, which has been creating disruptions in the House over their demand for a discussion on Bihar's special intensive revision of electoral rolls, was not present when the bills were discussed as they staged a walkout from the House earlier. Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha. The House returned the bills with a voice vote. Replying to the brief discussion on the bills, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Income Tax Bill will replace the six decades-old Income Tax Act 1961. Explaining the reasons for bringing the new income tax law, Sitharaman said some parts of the Income Tax Act 1961 have become outdated and hence a new legislation was required. She stressed that the new income tax law aims to make the language simple and does not introduce any new tax rate. She said from 47 chapters in the Income Tax Bill, the new legislation has brought them down to 23, and the number of words in the new act have been brought down to 2.6 lakh against 5.12 lakh words in the old act. Sitharaman also slammed the opposition for not participating in the discussion on important bills like the income tax law. She said if the opposition had any concern for the common people, they would have participated in the discussion, especially after they agreed to do so in the Business Advisory Committee meeting. Opposition parties earlier staged a walkout in the Rajya Sabha today, as they did in the Lok Sabha. Earlier, soon after an hour-long adjournment till 2 p.m., two sports-related bills, the National Sports Governance Bill and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill, were taken up. The two bills were later passed by Parliament. The Lok Sabha has already passed these two bills yesterday. The National Sports Governance Bill 2025 marks a historic first for India's sports administration that is now set to be regulated by a national board and have its own dispute resolution mechanism. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill, which reinforces NADA's autonomy as required by the World Anti-Doping Agency, was also passed in the Parliament. Soon after, Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia moved the bills for consideration and passage in the upper house at 3 p.m. There were vociferous opposition, protest against and over the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The opposition eventually staged a walkout led by Leader of Opposition and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, who demanded a discussion on the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. In 20 countries, there is a sports law. I request the Rajya Sabha to make India the 21st country with a sports law, Mandavia said in his address, which was followed by a discussion that lasted over 2 hours. Mandavia said in this bill, we are bringing transparency, not control, not interference. Mandavia described the bills as robust legislations to make forward the sports sector in the country. The minister said the Sports Governance Bill was earlier put in public domain and received 600 suggestions from common people and sports bodies. Today we have nearly 4,000 crore rupees budget and 128 crore rupees are being spent on sports development now, he said. Over 4,000 athletes of the country are being provided with additional supports of the sports facility and are given training in modern sports centres, he added. Piloting these bills, the minister said federations governing various sports were embroiled in legal matters, terming the situation as legal paralysis. He noted that the situation impacts the performance of the athletes. The Sports Governance Bill is meant to improve coordination between sports federations, athletes and the government. The minister noted that despite a young population, the country lags behind when it comes to medal tallies in global sporting event. Mandavia described it as the single biggest reform in sports since independence. The most striking aspects of the bill is the National Sports Board, NSB, to create a stringent system of accountability. The NSB will have the mandate to recognize, to de-recognize a national body that fails to hold elections for its executive committee or has committed gross irregularities in the election procedures. Failure to publish annual audit accounts or misused, misapplied or misappropriated public funds would also be liable for action by the NSB, which it would be required to consult the concerned global body before making its move. Another feature is the proposal for a national sports tribunal, which will have the powers of a civil court and decide disputes ranging from selection to election involving federations and athletes. Once instituted, tribunal's decision can only be challenged in the Supreme Court. The bill makes some concessions on the issue of age cap for administrators by allowing those in the bracket of 70 to 75 to contest elections if the concerned international body's status and bylaws allows for it. It is a departure from the National Sports Code that capped the age limit at 70. All recognized national sports bodies would also come under the ambit of Right to Information Act, and something that the BCCI have vehemently opposed since it is not dependent on government funding. However, the cricket board has got some leeway on that front with the government amending the bill to ensure that RTI would be applicable only on bodies that rely on government funding or support. Another significant amendment made to the draft is the mandatory term of 2 tenures in the Executive Council to be eligible for fighting NSF elections. That mandatory tenure has been reduced to 1 term, clearing the decks from the likes of IOA, President P.T. Usha, to seek a re-election. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 incorporates the changes sought by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. Which objected to government interference in the functioning of the country's anti-doping agency, NADA. The act was originally passed in 2022, but its implementation had to be put on hold due to objections raised by WADA. Earlier, participating in the discussion on the two bills, nominated member P.T. Usha, who is also the Indian Olympic Association president, offered her unequivocal support to the National Sports Governance Bill, saying that it will end decades of stagnant status quo to share in transparency and accountability in the country's sports administration. During the discussion, BJD MP Subhashish Khuntia raised concerns about the centralization of sports governance due to the bill. Former All India Football Federation president and NCP leader Praful Patel was among the prominent voices who lauded the bill. Soon after the House met for the day and after the tabling of papers, the upper house was adjourned till 2 p.m. amid a strong protest by opposition over the SIR issue. Deputy Chairman Harivansh then rejected all 21 notices that invoked Rule 267, which allows suspension of listed businesses to discuss important matters being raised in them. The Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned for the second time today till 3 p.m. due to noisy protest by opposition members over special intensive revision SIR of electoral rules in Bihar. As the House reassembled at 2 p.m., Susmit Patra, who was in the chair, allowed the tabling of the reports mentioned in the supplementary agenda. And now a review of proceedings in Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed two bills, including one to consolidate the law relating to ports, and amid noisy protest by the opposition over the revision of electoral rules in Bihar. The lower house also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla constituted a three-member committee to probe charges against Justice Jashwant Verma after admitting a multi-party notices for his removal, setting in motion the process of impeachment of the Allahabad High Court judge. The Indian Ports Bill 2025 was passed in the Lok Sabha after a brief discussion, and Union Port Transport and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal said the bill is a strategic effort to re-establish India's maritime sector in the 21st century. The bill has provisions to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, ease of doing business, and ensure maximum use of India's coastline. The bill has been brought to replace the Act of 1908, and under it a Maritime State Development Council, MSDC, will be set up. The minister will responding to a brief discussion on the bill in the House amid uproar by opposition members on the issue of special intensive revision of voter list in Bihar, said the Indian Ports Bill 2025 is a strategic effort to re-establish India's maritime domain in the 21st century. BJP's Darshan Singh Chaudhary said that a dispute resolution committee has been provided in the bill and a provision for resolution in 6 months have been included. M. Shri Bharat of Telugu Desam Party also participated in the discussion and supported the bill. The bill was passed by voice vote amid sloganeering by members of opposition parties on the SIR issue. According to the statement of objects and reasons of the bill, the proposed law will ensure effective discharge of international obligations, thereby providing adequate power to make subordinate legislation, keeping in view our domestic priorities. It aims to integrate the development of ports so that India's coastline can be better utilized. The bill provides for classification of a major port or any port other than the major port as a mega port by notification. The bill also provides for the creation of a new judicial mechanism which will inquire and require every state government to constitute a dispute resolution committee to adjudicate any dispute arising between ports other than major ports, port users and the port service providers within the state. It also proposes to enhance the powers relating to security and protection of ports. The Lok Sabha also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 today amid the din of opposition protest. The bill was passed by a voice vote as opposition members raised slogans in the House. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to widen the scope and territorial domain of the National Mineral Exploration Trust to enable to use the funds of accord to it on within India, including offshore areas and outside India, for the exploration and development of mines and minerals. The bill also seeks to rename the trust as the National Mineral Exploration and Development Trust to reflect its enlarged scope and increase the amount of payment to it by the lessees from the present 2% of the royalty payable to 3%. The Mines and Minerals Amendment Bill was passed by a voice vote after a brief discussion as opposition members tore documents and hurled it at the chair. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the behaviour of opposition MPs, saying the opposition has insulted the chair and lowered the dignity of the House. Rijiju said, BJP has been in the opposition for several years, but it has never resorted to such tactics. Jagdambika Pal, who was chairing the proceedings, called out Deputy Leader of the Congress in Lok Sabha, Gaurav Gogoi, for instigating Congress members to enter the well of the House and hurl papers at the chair. He said it has lowered the dignity of the House. Also on Tuesday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced a bill to amend insolvency and bankruptcy code and urged the chair to refer it to a select committee of the House for threadbare scrutiny. The bill was referred for select committee for the scrutiny. After this, House was adjourned for the day and would meet again on Monday, 18th August, after a 5-day Independence Day break. Meanwhile, Speaker Om Birla today constituted a 3-member committee to probe charges against Justice Jashwant Verma after admitting a multi-party notice for his removal. The inquiry committee comprises Supreme Court Judge Justice Arvind Kumar, Madras High Court Chief Justice Maninder Mohan Srivastav, and Senior Karnataka High Court Advocate B.V. Acharya. Birla said the committee will submit its report as early as possible. The aim of the two bills is enabled to general elections for the Legislative Assemblies of States and 3 Union Territories to coincide with the general elections of the Lok Sabha as an integral part of government's policy to conduct the simultaneous elections throughout the nation. That's all in Parliament Review.